Say, I am seated.
I am
seated. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ. I won't walk low. I won't talk low. I won't think low because I'm high and lifted up with Jesus. Is that where you are? 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 Oh, glory. Yes, it is. How do you know? For the Bible tells me so. Did you notice how many times she said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't give up. Gain that same tenacity. You may already have it. But gain that same tenacity about whatever it is. Talking to Cora Lee first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where'd I go from here, Lord? God wants us to be the church. He wants us to spread the gospel. He wants us to be light in a dark world where the church outshines anything else in this world. And that church is me. That church is you. We shine, and we shine. And he said, and I, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Can you receive it? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take hold of. Brother George said it the other day. He said, you know, do one thing at a time if you have to. If you can't do all of them at one time. I was bringing some grocery in today and I didn't get all of it. Went on down and forgot I left the trunk open. But I didn't get all of it. He went back and got the rest of it. So do what you can do and work it and work it and work it. And I have a lesson that's coming pretty soon whenever Bishop let me preach it, and that is get healthy. Get healthy. To me first and then to you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
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 And I believe that's, you know, I didn't even touch my lesson, but I believe that's what the Lord would have me share. That lesson that I had prepared. When the thief is found, and you know who he is, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. But Jesus said, but I am come that you may have life and that more abundantly. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you shout loud enough for you to hear it, for me to hear it, and most of all for the devil here. Say, I have.
I have.
I have.
I have.
Abundant life. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. I have healing, health, wealth, everything that God promised me. I dig and dig and dig into the scriptures till I find my answer. And I shout hallelujah. And the Lord is asking you, will you pursue? And you say, yes, Lord, I will pursue you, your word, your way, your will. And I come out victorious every time. Every time. Every time. When David was coming down in 1 Kings chapter 8 or 9, and he was coming down and it said David was about to die. And he started telling about the goodness of God. And how God delivered him out of so many, many, many things that the enemy tried to destroy. But you know, his life was in God's hand. So you start confessing every day, Lord, my life is in your hand. I yield to you. I do what you say. I do what you say. I do what you say. I say what you say. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And you'll find a change has come. Father, we thank you. And the Lord says, it's time. It's time for all of my children to rise up to where I have planned for them to be and to walk out their destiny for the rest of their lives. But you can find it by digging into the word for yourself. If you're not a good reader, find a way to listen to it. Find somebody to help you with it. But get the word of God. Get the word of God in your heart. And when you open your mouth, you're saying what God says. And watch victory in your life. Amen.